Report Special Boss Hollywood. You just had a dope first hour. Real, recognizing real, giving you the real. But guess what? It's hour two, which means it's time for your listener emails. Turn on to my man Hollywood to read your emails. Hollywood will tell you, but you are here the next hour on the Boss Hollywood show. So it's my main man, my road dog, the one only, Hollywood, Alec.
Oh my God, dude. Look, man, we got emails out the wazoo right here. But first, before I even start with that, I just have to address the picture that you sent me, okay? Florida man, a.k.a. Big Dick, the salty semen, causes controversy in local community.
Yes, that.
That's an actual picture. You understand? And apparently it's an actual establishment.
Yes.
It's, yeah,
it's
go figure.
A seafood spot, yes.
Of all places on earth. Like, I just saw it and I just had to read it, dude, because I couldn't believe it. Okay? Yeah, go figure that. You can figure that out for yourself. Like, why there's so much controversy. Like, that's just blatant.
Exactly.
Like, that's just blatant. Like, let's just put it out there. All right. Done with that. We'll get back to that at another date. Okay. Listener email. You ready?
Oh, yes.
All right. Oh, dude, this is bad. Okay. First of all, Russell and Howard. Already off to a bad start. I panned on healing with this female. What? We meet on Intogram? All right, man, let me stop right here. First of all, this dude is talking about a female. F-E-E hyphen M-A-I-L. Where we do that at? Then he said, we meet. W-E-E. I ain't got to say no more. But I'm going to read this. I'm going to read the rest of this email.
Oh, God.
Yeah, bro. We held severed combinations. He must mean several conversations.
Oh, God.
Eventually, the combinations led to an appointment at an outlet bar. I'm two through.
Oh, God.
At the outlet bar, held another combination and devoured ordered nourishment off the paper with WHIFF. Listed choices. Yeah. Every little thing you do, you're on my mind. You're on my mind. Hey, you are on my mind. Every little thing you do, you're on my mind.
Oh, my God. He's thinking so for real. Oh, my God.
I'm too through. We hit a pothole of complications. What? The dark? Listen to this. The dark berry female, no I am, allergic to animal hair. That fool said allergic, A-L-L-O-R-G-I-C-K, to animals, A-N-E-M-A-L-S, hair. Wow. I transferred words to the female about it on combinations. Number one, ask. I travel ASF to the female car to squeeze the dark, very thick figure and drop a lip transfer down. I discover an Kate animal in that back seat. I lose controller and I break it off with female after our combination appointment at the outlet bar. Wow. I really was interstated.
Wow.
In the female, shoulder been up front with me, reddish or fur, way taste my eye. Damn, this happened last Friday. F-R-Y-D-A-Y.
Oh my God.
DeQuez at racetrack.
Oh my God, DeQuez. That's terrible. I get it, but it's terrible.
Now I understand why you're at the racetrack. No offense. Yeah, but you wouldn't. I don't think that you would do too good as a secretary.
Nah, he would. He need to be. Turn on pump number 8, DeQuez. DeQuez. 10 on 8, DeQuez. 10 on 8. Thank you, DeQuez.
That is ridiculous, man. Do better. Our people have got to do better.
That was terrible and long.
It's ridiculous. Man, you should. Yeah! You should see it.
Combinations?
Yeah, that's what we said, combinations. Not conversations. Combinations, like he had like a master lock with him or something when he went on a date.
Oh my God. And WEE meet MATE, my man. Learn how to spell females. Yeah, not have a hyphen in female, real, my man.
Oh. Dude, he carved them words up real nice. Real nice. Dude, you should have seen me, like, you should have seen the look on my face, yo. I was like, man, I don't know about this shit. You ready for the next one?
I am.
All right. J-Ro and Woody. Let me ask a question. Where the names come from? That's all I want to know.
Exactly.
Is it so hard to type Hollywood and Boss?
Exactly.
Whatever. Whatever makes y'all both flow. You know what I'm saying? You all make the show. I... Okay, let me say this. When you start off the word, when you start off your email and your paragraph with I, and it's spelled E-Y-E,
it's gonna be bad.
You already know it's about to be bad. Like, you already know it's about to be jacked up. Like, for real? Who does that? Like, what is it called? The Hobotep? The woke community? Man, get out of here.
But really, right, J-Ro and Woody tell me it's going to be bad when you say that. J-Ro and Woody tell me it's going to be bad. That's what it's
talking. Oh, yeah, but I mean, but you want to know what? That's kind of expected.
Yes.
I expect them to get the names wrong. But y'all start, when you start off talking about I was, and the I spelled E-Y-E, there's an issue.
100%.
For real. Okay. I was in the process of learning about a woman that I had met at the gas station. She had a large recrimination. Ooh, okay. She had a large recrimination. That backside was hanging. Lady got back. Yeah, more than 36, 24, 36, and definitely taller than 5'3".
Oh, God.
Here it goes. It's about to go left. We stained numbers with each other. We stained. We began simple testing with each other. Simple testing. Gotcha. I was trying to process her on a different level. You feel me? No, I don't. I was looking beyond the mountain of her rump. I saw more than the humpty hump. C got behind her. I asked her to tell me about herself. T-A-I-L. And she, oh my God. And she responded. R-E-S-E-P-O-N-D? Man, what kind of crack are you on? She responded by telling me to tell her about me. Shoot, what the F? This chicken head trying that question with a question BS. I Khalil her out on it. I Khalil her out. And this chicken head say, Nike meeting you, Nike meeting you, but donut test me again. Dude, look. All because I don't play the question for question BS. Elevate me your thoughts, Negroes. All right, let me start this off by saying, these are my first thoughts. How are you going to have a female take you serious at all, and you basically type with the intelligence of a first grader?
Correct.
How is she gonna take you serious in you spell I with E-Y-E?
Jesus.
How?
And then you quote baby got back in the middle of a bad email.
And I saw more than the Humpty Hump.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Digital Underground Humpty Dance. Two songs in one email, okay?
That is absolutely. And then on top of that, like on top of that, you're talking about she had large recriminations? Okay, Mr. Macro in Alabama, you're embarrassing the home state. And instead of I call her out on it, I Khalil her out on it.
Khalil.
Okay. He Khalil her out on it. Gotcha.
And Nike, not nice, but Nike meeting you, but donut. Not do not, but donut. Not text, but test me again.
Yeah, so basically, he wants you to elevate me, your thoughts. Negroes. Well, my thought is, don't email me again.
Exactly.
Those are my thoughts, okay? Because ain't nobody gonna take you serious, you know, with whatever in the hell this is that I just tried to read. Okay?
Exactly.
All right. Lord have mercy, dude. Here we go. Bald and Sylvester.
Wow.
Yeah. This is very Trillivant. What does that mean? This is very Trillivant. Oh, God. I began languishing with a lady I meet at the light company. When I go to pay my light bill, and he spells light L-I-T-E, as if it was like a bud or something.
Exactly.
The lady I was languaging. Oh. The lady I was languaging with was cool. She held trust issues. I tied her language it with her to gift her to understand that I am not that the dudes ballooned and invaded the force field of trust and love. Nigga, I don't even know what you're saying.
Exactly.
I'm confused. I don't even know what that means. But I'm going to keep reading. The issue is in... Oh, God. The issue is in subtraction and addition to the light company, she's a striper on the weekends to make money to pay for school and bells.
Not bills, but bells.
I'm flabbergasted. Okay. She calmed that being a single chip mother with two crumb pushers on the floor is hard, so she stripe on a weekend. I am shooted up. I got all three shoots. The chick is unshooted. What?
God, he even been vaccinated when he said unshooted. He's so stupid.
What the fuck? I have health issues. H-A-L-V-E. With maybe the variant may do me harm. She believes in conspire racist. She a conspire racer theory person talking about Chuck T.G.
Oh, God.
Talking about Chuck T.G. and other stuff. I like she don't know what they put in food and other pills, so I leave her alone.
Oh, God.
Okay. She say I'm fake and not real like the other Negroes that hurt her. Nah, Trick, I ain't trying to die or bring something back from her unshooted ass. to my dad. And old old people I around. Oh my God.
Oh, Jesus.
You feel me? She got mask in Strike Club and that I love me some me. I walnut to live, not die. Rodney in Denver. Oh!
Oh, shit, that was funny.
Man.
That was funny, Rodney. That was funny. I knew you did.
Dude. That got me a big headache. Like, I'm tripping. Like, I don't even know what the hell I just read.
Oh, my God. Tuck Kiki. Oh, my God.
Tuck Kiki.
Oh, my
God. I done forgot what he was talking about. I don't even know what he was talking about. Like, it's all... I don't know what the hell this is. Okay. Rodney in Denver, you need your ass beat.
Yes.
For sending us that email. We can't, I can't even decipher, and I'm an expert, you know, in FUI-ism. But I can't even decipher what that is.
That's terrible, Rodney.
It's ridiculous. Okay, well, let me scan this one. This seems like it's kind of on the up and up, but I expect a shenanigan at the end. Maybe. Okay. Austin Hollywood.
Wow, okay. It can be done.
Wait a minute. Did she just say boss in Hollywood?
Yeah, it can be done.
I'm in shock. Okay. Now listen. Check this out. I'm a pregnant woman from Charlotte. I got pregnant on the last time me and my soon-to-be ex-husband had sex this year. It will be our 7th kid together. I'm 39 years old. He and I have been together since high school. I'm almost afraid to go on.
Me too.
But I'm going to do it anyway, okay? I consider myself single and ready to mingle. I will not ever be with my husband ever again. I'm currently 5 months pregnant. It's been very cold on the dating scene for me. I'm not trying to find a stepdaddy, just a cool dude to kick it and lay the wood to me from time to time. Did she say lay the wood?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is apprehension from the dudes I've ran into your... What is apprehension from the dudes I've ran into your mind? I'm confused because I'm being transparent and not looking for it. A commitment... Just affection, time, and some adult activities from time to time. I'm in shock. That was actually a decent email.
Shockingly decent email.
Shockingly. Okay. Well, if you're single and ready to mingle, there's plenty of activities out there. I'm sure, boss man, you know, that will allow you to either get back in a dating pool... You know what I'm saying? And just kind of broaden your horizons. You know, you have 7 children. You're 39 years old. You know, that's not really problematic. So, you know, depending on who you're trying to be involved with. You know, so just like I said, I mean, shoot. I mean, I know that. I mean, well, getting back into after being married for, you know, that time, and then, you know, being 5 months pregnant, I'm sure that could lead to some ill feelings on the dating front. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe she's busted. That could be it. I mean,
I think so.
I mean, if the pregnant woman's on the up and up, she look like something, you know, I may would give it a try, but if you're looking busted, if you're looking busted from being in a marriage all that time and let yourself go, you got a bulging belly on top of that.
Right, like, that's what I'm saying, like you're 5 months pregnant. You know, being 5 months pregnant, you can't expect for, you know, cats to just be like, ooh. they're going to be looking at you like, damn, man, does she just want me to feed the baby? I mean, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, like, when you see a chick ready to holler at you, definitely a red flag. Like, what is your motive? You just want some new some new penis, or are you trying to really, or you trying to get somebody to take care of this bunch you about to pop out in a few months? So it's tricky.
You know, and you can't blame a cat for believing that you want a stepdad. You know what I'm saying? You want a daddy, period. Sugar daddy, daddy for the kids. Excuse me. You know, because I know what I would be thinking, like, what you want with me? You know what I'm saying? I tell them I'm Pope. Shoot. But I don't know. Okay. So, Sheena and Charlotte, thank you for your email. I wish you all the luck in the world finding a guy, you know, that you could kick it with and that could give you the business every now and again. You understand? If all else fails, Wesley Pipes is always available.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Another listener email. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, Ricky and Elston Ramon. Now, I'm 2-3.
Wow.
Yeah. Main look. My trigger. It's this little social broad in the city I had eyes on. The broad making moves and shiggity. Shiggity. You dig? Ha ha, you know. I'm making moves too, shoot. I'm a self-business trigger. So the broad ain't got that one me, you know. This is ridiculous. Me and broad put on some situations on a few occasions. 2 days and one night, and I didn't for broke.
Oh my God.
I didn't for broke, okay. Because I'm not broke, you dig, trigger? Fact is, from my reading, is that we had good occasions.
He quoting the deal, very bro. He quoting the deal.
That's who said occasions.
Read that far again. He quoting the deal. 2 days and one night, I didn't go for broke because I'm not broke. He's quoting the deal.
Yeah, that's what he said. Me and Broad went on some situations. On a few occasions, 2 days and one night, and I didn't for broke. Because I'm not broke, you dig, trigger. Fact is, from my reading, as if he went to a fortune teller, is that we had good occasions. Very engaging laughter and all that stupid stuff. Okay? We talk about plans to go to some event out of the city. So being on top of stuff the way I am, I asked a broad about what's her schedule, like to see about drilling down the plans to pit in lotion what we broke bread on at the occasions we are. She was a freaking idiot. She didn't hit me back. I'm not surprised. She leaves me on read. She leaves me on read. That's what he said. We got iPhone, so I see when she read it. Okay? So weeks later, I get the whole why she ain't from me text. I like F her ass. You know what I'm saying. I ask her a question and know nothing. I take that as I disrespect and you ain't interested. How's she gonna come at me like that, triggers? F that broad. Well, I can imagine the reason that she's coming at you like that is because you're illiterate. Okay. Reggie flossing at Westlake Condos. Flossing. You know who he sound like? Huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Either Swish or Pipes.
Or how both. About both?
Yes, both.
Definitely both. No. This dude is an idiot. Okay, no, I'm not entertaining your garbage. Reggie flossing at Westlake Condos. Yeah. We're not all of that. I could barely understand what you were talking about. Up until the she didn't hit me back. That was pretty good. Glad we could read your email.
All barely. Right.
Dude. That was murder. That was murder. Okay? Now, here we go. Emmanuel in Hollywood. Who's Emmanuel? Okay. Emmanuel in Hollywood. Gentlemen, Lady Wednesday. What? I got hit with a ton of bricks. The woman I had met at a networking some weeks prior, who had deep conversations with for hours, FaceTime through the day, text, whatever, everything was kosher. Things were progressing the right direction, truly laying the foundation, something special. Then comes the pause. She fly in the ointment. She calls me to say that we need to talk. She then comes to pause. The fly in the ointment?
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. My thoughts exactly. Okay. She calls me to say that we need to talk. She starts by saying she likes me and wants to be transparent with me about something because she likes me. She shares with me that she has HSV-1, genital herpes.
Wow.
It damn near floored me. Oh, I'm with you, brother. I'm definitely with you. The chick I've went out with 6 times and spent countless hours with has herpes. I don't know what to do. I guess I had to keep part 2 of Confessions.
Oh my God, he's quoting Usher Confessions. Oh my God.
What? I guess I had to keep part 2 of Confessions down here. I got the phone call. I'm so lost. I don't know what to do. Got to keep part 2 of my Confessions.
Wow. Really?
That was insane, dude. And this email is long. Okay. She told me because she was ready to have sex with me. She debated whether to tell me or not. She claims it hasn't affected her sex life. She says she hadn't had an outbreak in 14 months and that she's not on the antivirals for herpes. That sounded mad reckless to me. I decided to head for the hills for hills her ass.
What?
Whatever that means. For hills her ass. Okay. She cried and said that's why I didn't tell you because every man she tells in life and bails on her. Yeah, I just decided that. Okay. I think what she's doing is criminal, especially not being on the antivirals. I wonder why a chick fine as her was single, but now I know. What would you all have done? I did the same thing you would have did, dummy.
Exactly. Head for the heels.
Shoot. What you think I'm gonna do? Stay? Put my life at risk? Nico at Southside Soul Food? How much you want to bet the only thing y'all sell is rib tips and chitlins?
Exactly. With 2 sides, greens, and macaroni and cheese. And a chest pie.
You understand? Right. A pecan or sweet potato. Man, these cats is off the chain today. And why? I got a question. Like, why are the emails... They must have been in their feelings because these emails is long.
Exactly. Way too long.
I'm trying to figure it out. Shoot, I don't understand that mess. Okay. Shall we continue? All right, here we go. Listener email. All right.
Really?
Listener email. Here we go. Bill and Will. Look, dog, I catch little Shawty in the mall. Will Malcolm, Christmas shopping. Christmas, Xmas shooping. This already went downhill. I buying shoes. No. We egg changes phones in the store. We egg.
Wow.
I buying shoes. Shorty buying shirts for little ones. She pop out gut. Dude. I done dropped my damn phone.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
It's that bad.
Dude, it's bad. Like, we Texas. Oh, God. We Texas a few times and shoot. I figure, hell, let's go out. She on some, I don't make plans. You just got to call me and see if I'm free. That's a BS. That's what my spider sense tell me. Don't that sound like mess to you, dogs? Tommy in New Orleans. K-N-E-W-O-R-L-I-N-E-S.
Wow.
Canoe or lines. Gotcha. Well.
It's all right, BS to me, Tommy. Screw you.
Well, I'm still trying to get past the email.
Exactly.
How the hell do you want us to think about what you're trying to say when we don't even know what you're trying to say?
Exactly.
Man. All right, here we go. Another one. Ron, you see that?
Wow.
Ron and Spotlight Earl. I, a picture taker at a model event. This yellow bone thick plus model got my attention right. We be on the video chat flossing and rocking with Peach Over. Peach Over. She say she not drive. She can't drive. We set up a time to eat food. Okay. I make pre-food plans for us.
What?
I offering to oil her up in my wheel.
What?
I diff not want the thick model to have to Uber or rent the bus. But she say she going to rent the bus. She never show up, so I'm pissed. I never hear from her. 5 days later, she like, why she not here for me? She gotta be on some other mess. I ain't wrong, and I, Kendrick and Fluff Fluff Cookies Cake.
What? Now,
I'm not saying you're right or wrong. What I am saying is, how do you expect us to read this goofy ass email? Kendrick and Fluff Fluff Cookies Cake. Whatever.
That's terrible, Kendrick.
And dude, like, this is, it's just unbelievable. And the paragraph structure is okay, but everything else is wrong.
Exactly. I mean, pre-food plans? I offered to oil her up in my wheels?
What?
I make pre-food plans for us. I offering to oil her up in my wheels. What?
That is one of the craziest things I've heard today. Let me see. Here we go. Kasim. Oh, God. I have to find my place after I drop my phone. Kasim and Drake. This woman I know from grade school randomly emails me out of the blue asking why I don't answer words or phones from her.
Woo!
Wow.
The word is this. 6 years ago, we came in contact. Not gonna lie, I was really looking at her ass. Some poor tent chow.
Wow.
I see a future for her and I. Dude, I thought this was about to go straight.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. Okay. I made my move. I bought her a gift for her birthday and dropped some knowledge on her that I penned inside a card, right? I really said to her how I feel about her. I'm not trying to be your Negro. and I damn sure want you. I'm trying to be your Negro, and I'm damn sure, and I damn sure want you to be my Negroette.
Wow.
Wow. Yo, this trifling broad didn't say nothing about nothing I said, so I express myself like NWA, and this bottom-feeding heifer say nothing. Hell no, I cut her off. Hop ahead now, she want to know, like Mario Winans, why I don't say nothing to her in 6 years via email. I tell her ass why, and she hasn't said nothing again. What the F is this mess, man? What was the purple of this? Rayshawn at Amazon Flint. This is just flat out weird.
Yes, it is.
Man, it's unfreaking believable, to be fairly honest. But for the sake of time, I'm going to keep it moving. I just, look, Rayshawn, you got to do better on this paragraph, dude. You was cool at first, but like by the second paragraph, you was having a seizure or a stroke or something.
He was trying, but the autocorrect failed him.
Yeah. Okay, so here it goes. Magic Bull and Jet Grizz. Wow. Have you ever just talked to a chick one and after that never want to hear from her again? I talked to this chick and it was a rough conversation. She kept repeating herself. Her talking was weird and dumb. I ain't dumb. She dumb. I just couldn't do it. Y'all both sound dumb.
Exactly.
Okay. Upon further review, she not as cut I thought she was. Like, really? She not as cut.
Not cute, but
her
cut.
Her face, cut. Her face, slick trash. The butt was how I like it. And face, though, don't think I could wake up to it. The dumb talk didn't help. Long story short, she mad and found me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to ask me why I'm not interested. She should just take the L and leave me alone. Not leave me alone. Fred Kendrick at the Lowe's store.
He works at Lowe's talking like this?
That's what I'm saying.
How can he help anybody at like Lowe's?
Dude, I'm trying to figure out what part of the game, like, you think she's taking an L. Dude, she's probably rejoicing right now that she ain't got to listen to your illiterate behind ramble off crap she don't want to hear in the first place. Wow. All right. Yes. Wow. It only gets worse from here. Ken Thompson in Hollywood.
Jesus Christ. Really?
I can't believe. I got fooled by the hips. I got fooled by the hips and former weight. You know, I was hot for this girl in this Facebook group I was in. I see her on a thick post. I thought she was loaded in the back chamber. Not it was hips. All pics were from the front showing hips. I thought she had the business behind her. Okay? Then she have VSG alphabet surgery to lose weight. W-A-I-T. The weight loosed caused her to lose butt she have. Really, she ain't most at all. What? Them cakes deflated. So I wasn't as interested as I was. I was like, whatever. That all within itself doesn't make sense. We video on Facebook Messenger, and she say she gonna hit me back. So I didn't hit her back. She say she gonna hit me. Okay. Let me find my place. Oh, God. She get mad and say I childish. I block her and move on. Then she in my Instagram inbox saying mess. Should I say something or ignore flat booty hip ass? I honestly believe that you ought to tell her something. You know, maybe just give her that talk. She sounds like she's on some Fatal Attraction type, maybe. Am I right?
Yeah, and you know what? She had that sleeve surgery. So a lot of times these big chicks, when they lose the weight, they ain't think as they used to be. And it shows they really ain't got nothing behind them. Because remember,
right,
from running in that group we was in Facebook, I know all too well. Some of them lost some weight they wouldn't think as they was.
Exactly.
So I know, exactly. I know where his problem is, Hollywood. You see what his name is, though? So F-E wired up, his name down at the bottom.
Pay Money, the realest in the Ville.
Really?
We can't make this up. Pay Money, the realest in the Ville. Gotcha. Okay. Real Greg and Mike Simmons. Real Greg and Mike Simmons. I would like to gain some understanding from the top of you.
Oh, God.
You sound suspect.
Already.
Very. Okay. So a gal I always kind of like, I decided to take the initiative to see about hollering at her. Okay. She a model, bottle gal, and makeup lady. Okay. I told her my end twist. Oh, Jesus. I told her my end twist in her and seeing what's up and that a Negro want to holler and get her out of free agency.
Is this a sports league, nigga?
That is. Understandably, she played me to the left, saying she only sees us friends and that she hopes this won't change things. She crazy. Hell yeah, it's gonna change things. But I ain't trying to be friends or be friendly with heifer that rejects me. F that. She said it shouldn't be that way, and I need to be more mature about it. If you don't want me and only see me as a friend, I don't want nothing to do with that bull job. I ain't no friend zone sucker. And see some other Negro get what I want. What's up these witches and they messed up logic? Patrick in Chicago.
Your hometown, brother.
He's embarrassing me.
He does make
I'm embarrassed.
He makes a point, though. He's very embarrassing, but he does make a point.
He does. True. You know, this shit is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Bulljive, friend zone sucker.
Well, first of all, I mean, he has a point, but you have to consider the fact. Look at the words that you're using. I mean, did you use those words around her?
Exactly.
I don't know. That's probably why she played you to the left, because you're a jive turkey. But I understand. You know.
He's Koloff Martin.
Right. I mean, trying to be friends with her. Yeah, I respect that.
He's branching off Jamie Foxx.
This is nuts right here. Okay. Let me see if I can look them. Uh-oh. Read that. Chris and Alex Hill. I am a man. No crap. I am a single man. I am a single man that is 36 years old. I am a single man that's 36 years old without kids. I am a single. Why does this sound like a Dr. Seuss book?
Or a robot?
Dude, what the hell? This is crazy. I am a single that is 36 years old without kids that has a good job and 2 degrees. That is me. I am a man.
Okay,
I am a man. Right. I mean, you've made that apparent. I am a man in the dating field. I am a man in the dating field that is interested in a 36-year-old woman who is also single without kids, along with a good job and 2 degrees.
Oh, my God.
I don't believe it. Okay. I find us to be symmetric. I think we can be good match. Me and woman chat on the dating site, meet on. We also graduate from same school undergraduate and didn't even run into each other. I'm really trying to get the... Oh, God. I'm really trying to get to know her. She come back and say that she too busy and overwhelmed to be trying to date because she's stressed out in her job and that trying to find another job is like a job in itself. I'm with you on that. I get all of that. But damn, come on. If this was actually true, why is she on a goddamn dating site then? I think this is some BS. I am a man. I am a man confused. I am a man confused and seeking answers. Please help me. Marlon in Tampa.
Oh, my God.
That was painful.
We are two men annoyed by your email. We are two men annoyed and confused by your stupid ass email, Marlon.
Dude, what? I'm trying to. How many times are you going to try to reiterate the fact that you're a man?
Exactly.
I'm a man that apparently can't formulate sentences. I'm a man that apparently doesn't understand paragraph structure. I'm just a man.
Oh my God.
It's freaking unbelievable. Alright. Now I want you to check this out. I want you to listen closely. Boss in Hollywood.
Wow.
I'm with it. I want to thank you both for the show earlier this year. That show crystallized dating for me going forward for the rest of my life. I'm not chasing a woman like a fool. I'm not going to be played like a sucker. I will be valued and respected. I expect the same energy I'm giving out, no more. I'm giving out. No more will I accept less because she finds or I want to get with her. I am a catch. I know that. I am confident in myself. I am me. I'm going to bring me to the table, and either she like it or she don't. No more compromising on me. If she doesn't hit me up after I hit up, fine. Her loss, on to the next. If I try to make plans and she doesn't hit me back, fine. Her loss, on to the next. The days of bending over backwards are done for me. I've never been so confident and have a clear understanding of what I want and the terms of engagement I'll dealt. I no longer fear rejection because they're rejecting what could be the best thing that they could ever have. A man that will see them for them. A man that will cater to them. A man that's more into creating experiences and memories than showing them with superficial material things. I get it, brothers. This show has made me a better. Kudos to you both. I hope others can see my example and apply the wisdom from you all and better. And that's from Terrence in Texas.
Thanks, Terrence. A few mistakes, but thank you, Terrence. Like, we get it.
Yes. Yes, sir. It was actually a good email. And he's going to go far because he can apparently spell.
And taking coaching from us on the air. He applied what we gave him on air.
Yes, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, this email could have been a crap load worse. It just wasn't, surprisingly. I think there's another one. Okay, except the headline. Listener email, Jamal and Donald. I knew it when it happened. This kind of shy, awkward broad who I reached out to the gram showed her ass. So we had a few We had a few conversions.
Oh, God.
And went out. Yeah. And went out to this house to eat for lunch. F-O-U-R. I feel the lunch calendar we on at the dish house. What? I feel the lunch calendar.
He called a data calendar. Oh, my God.
To eat seafood. S-E-E food. I got shrimp and chips. She got a salmon salad. I got lemonade. She got aqua. We was there 2 hours. Seemed like a cool vibe. She was smelling and laughing. We had a great hug and we kissed outside. So I think is trail good. Lord have mercy. We text and talk and stuff. We have a dinner calendar set up for last Thursday at a Mexican restaurant. She a half vegan. I say, wait a minute, she a half vegan. She say she like margaritas, so I pick a spot that got margaritas. She say she can't drink with me. What the F? Then the day of the dinner calendar, she canceled on me saying something came up. We continue to text like normal, and I hit her on Sunday morning, and it's been nothing ever since. So I thank C with the mess. I'm moving on. She thinks I can't see what she did. F her, brother. Am I onto something? I think so. I think you might be onto something.
Yes, I agree with that.
No, you haven't. You text, you have dinner, you talk and stuff, but she pulls a shenanigan at the end saying something came up and she can't even relate to what that something is, and you all are on a date, right? Because I'd probably ask her, I mean, I'd be wanting to know, is everything okay and why? Head barber, Al Franklin, head barber at Masters?
He butchered hair.
Where, oh God, where is that? Never know.
Head
okay.
Barber. But hey, I think he on the some Hollywood. See with the shit. Canceling a date on the day of. He called a date a calendar, though. He called a date a calendar. That's a problem. But besides that.
That is a problem.
A calendar, right? Like.
A date.
The day of the dinner calendar. Really?
That fool said a calendar. Like, that totally went over my head until you said it.
We had a few conversions. Like, are you doing algebra equations, my man? A few conversions.
Dude, that's what he said.
A lunch that's calendar we own at the dish house. You mean the fish house, my man? To eat seafood and salmon salad. Like, what?
Yeah, he killed me with that.
I get
he
what
blew
you,
me away with that.
I get what he's saying, but like, my man.
Yeah,
really.
Told him. But it's just coming out like, are you dumber than a fourth grader?
He needs riff.
Yeah, reading is fallopian.
Or leapfrog, or my baby can read.
Or, oh, dude.
Rosetta Stone, whatever it's called. Rosetta Stone, whatever it's called. Yeah, he needs all that.
All that.
Like, Rosetta Stone, my baby can read, leapfrog, all that.
Dude, let me tell you, rest assured, that my baby can read works.
Hey, Franklin, you need to get that. Okay, how did he pass barber school being dumb as he is, probably?
That's what I'm saying. He probably can cut hair like a mug.
But can't read for shit.
Zero.
Can't read for shit.
Nothing.
Ooh-wee, Lord.
Nada.
These emails are crazy, bro. So
they're crazy long.
we have to end the emails, bro. What are your thoughts on these last 14 emails we just ran through?
They're super long. So, super long. When you're talking about FUI email, super long just means extra painful.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's just extra painful to read. Like, the way I struggle to read these emails is bar none. And I don't know. I just can't. I mean, after a while, you begin to believe to yourself that they just want you to do this stuff. They don't give a crap how it comes out when they're texting. As long as you read it at the end.
Yeah. No kind of proofread. No nothing.
No nothing. It's the perfect form. And like with us, it's like the perfect form of entertainment. Because it only further proves everything that we've been saying for the past 12 years.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes. And you can't make up these scenarios these guys email with.
Period. Like, we really, you know, we have the creativity, but it's like, it's just that on the spot type stuff, like that first thought type stuff that comes with an email. You know, you're thinking what you really want to think, and you're saying what you really want to say, choosing your words. If these guys are choosing their words, like, I'm scared.
Like, think about it. These guys actually typed out an email on their phone, their iPad, or their computer, and hit send. Thought it was okay.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, if, you know, you took your time and wrote this out, and, I mean, no, there was no inclination to proofread any of this stuff. Or just to try, after all the time we had, after all the shows we've done, after all the years, you know, there was no inclination to be like, you know, well, when these guys read these emails, they come out sounding like what chicken scratch looks like. Maybe I should proofread what I type just so they can have an easier time. And we can really understand what is going on, you know, they can understand fully what's going on with our head and our situation.
But no, let's just type out whatever.
We can't do that. It's almost as if they're like, well, the more confusing it is, the better. You know what I'm saying? Like they know how we get the ratings or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
Brother, it just never ceases to amaze.
Like, these was 14 long ones.
Yes.
You know.
Usually, on the normal show, a email might be 1 to 2 paragraphs. Mm-mm. These are like, one is actually 7 paragraphs long.
Yeah.
Like, they really want to tell us the story. You know what I'm saying? But if you're going to do that, and if you're going to make the email long, and if you're going to tell us the story, make sure that we can at least read it. We don't need to struggle. I don't need to be taking no 1.5 hour on one email.
Exactly.
That doesn't make sense, man.
Yeah, like,
so, man, Mr. Franklin, you're definitely onto something, but man, you gotta clean it up.
Yeah, a date is not a calendar, my man.
Right.
It's a date, not a calendar.
If we can't assess your email, if it looks like, what's that dude off In Living Color, the character that Damon Wayans plays from his prison?
Mm-hmm.
If it sounds like that, Oswald Bates.
We can't
help you if you're sounding like Oswald. You make me sound like Oswald Bates. That's what's even more embarrassing. Want to know why? Because I have to read this crap. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Man, once again, we've had the Stone Cold groove. It just hits different when you have extreme FUIs on the line and they're dropping you the best that they have.
100%. You know,
to make my eyes strain and make me catch more headaches and make me stumble over my words a little bit more. And I know that makes sense because that's exactly what I be doing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that struggle is real, brother.
Yeah, in Hollywood, I said it to you off there, we had over 18,000 emails. These were the 14 I chose. Just think about where I didn't choose.
Oh, my God. I can't even fathom that type of ignorance. I'm so serious.
18,000 of these emails came in for this show, and I chose 14 of them.
And I'm talking about these were the most outrageous. You understand? Like, that's the business.
You know,
that is definitely the business.
Yeah. Like, you guys really just went ham this show. 18,000 emails is the most we ever had for a show.
And it's and here's another thing. It's very rare. It's very rare that I stumble over my words and leave dead air. This just happened to be one of those times.
Yeah, they was just that out of control. Like, what?
I literally would be looking at the email and I'd stop and be like, am I reading the right thing? Backtrack and come back to it just to find out I was.
Like, did this nigga really write this crap?
Right.
And thought it was okay?
Well, he sent it.
Like, Jesus.
That just goes to show you the magnitude of what we have to deal with.
Yeah. And they programmed their own show.
You understand? Pretty much.
This hour is programmed by them.
Yes. That's what makes up the show. The stuff that they send to us. They relay this stuff to us. You know? I mean, it's not hard. It's really not hard to, you know, to put this thing together because you do a lot of research. You gather news. You send it to me for the yay or nay. You know what I'm saying? I sift through it, of course, because I repeat it. You know? And then we have these emails to add the insult to injury. You understand? The salt being poured into the wound. And, bruh, it's almost like, what made us put up with this for like 12 years?
Exactly.
Well, it's all good. You know, it's like having your own fans, except they just happen to be FUIs too.
Yeah, because I remember when I told you, look what they're sending me. You was like, what? I was like, look what these guys sending me every day. And I was saying, you was like, dude, dog, really? Yeah, it's what these guys are sending me every day. Let's read them on air. And it worked.
Of course.
Like, these
and I remember.
Guys sent us, like, what is, where did that come from?
And then, why y'all can't spell?
Exactly.
Man, why y'all can't spell? Every email we get, somebody's messing up something. So it was almost like when I started reading on the air, it was almost like that just became the thing to do. Oh, yeah, since Alex is going to write it, he's going to read it on the air. You understand? We're going to give him something to read.
Yeah. And like double I double F F E E hyphen it, really?
That killed me, yo.
Wilf?
Wiff.
I-E-Y-E? Dude,
that was the killer. I was like, because, dude, look, you got to look. As soon as you see something like that, you already know. Especially with these emails, it's about to go downhill fast.
Fast. No chance.
Talking about some pot. I was like, what, man? Shoot, now we got the hotel chilling?
Yeah.
Talking about some pot. I was in a process of leaning about a woman that I meet at a gas station.
Oh, and we meet. W-E-E. We meet. Yeah. M-A-T-E. Really? Like, golly.
Oh,
I can't forget.
Arrow. Yeah, don't forget allergic to animals.
Yes. Yes, I was going right there. Allergic to animals. That right there. Allergic. So I guess like they're
allergic.
Exactly.
That thing said allergic.
Sad. Like, for real?
Man, they make me tired.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And
it's all good, folks.
Yes, folks. I hope you enjoyed this show, a special show in the year for you people. We'll do something for you again mid-year next year when it works out for us both. But in 2022, try to be done. But I know you won't, but just try to.
Speak on it, bro. Speak on it, bro.
Try, you know. Like, try to send us better emails. Try.
There's nothing wrong with trying. There's nothing wrong with actually sending me an email that I can read and not gather a headache at the end of it. Is that so hard? Now, truth be told, we know you're not going to do it. But, I mean, we could ask. I mean, you know you love us, so we can ask about it. I mean, I would just like to have and try some more, some sensible and what's the word I'm looking for? Well, I'll just go with sensible. Sensible, decipherable emails.
Coherent emails. Coherent. Fluid. A flow to them.
You know, because I cannot. You know, it's just that time. Like, you know, we're going into a new year. It's a new time. How about we just try that out? Maybe just one. I mean, that comes with a promise of another show. I don't know when. But there will be another show. And this time, I just want to see better emails. Emails that I can actually flow through. Without having to go over it two or three times with the most most misspelled words ever for one paragraph.
Exactly.
Now, I know that's probably hard, but yeah, I mean, I believe that it can be done.
I mean, like Malcolm X was a Shoopy. Like, really? How'd you get to Malcolm Xmas Shoopy?
Dude, I'm done.
How do you come with Ron and Spotlight Earl? We announced the names, Boston Hollywood. How do you get to these names that no one knew our names? How?
And we read them anyway.
Like, how do you not know who hosted this show all these years? How do you not know?
I don't know. I think they do know. It's just the point that they know we're going to read the emails live. So it's like the thing to do to jack our names up and put anything that comes to your fragile little mind. Let me tell you something. You know, this is the Boss and Hollywood Show. Nothing more, nothing less. Not the Russell and Howard. Not the J-Row and Woody. Not the Balls and Sylvester. Not the Ricky and Elston Ramone. I don't even know where he got that from.
That.
Not Emmanuel. Okay. Bill and Will. That's real cute. Ron and Spotlight Earl, I'm two through. Wherever did he get that from? Okay. Kasim and Dre, we sound like two bootleg rappers from Seattle or something. Oh my God. Magic Bull and Jet Grizz. What? That sound like two rappers from Miami.
Exactly.
Okay. We're just asking just once, like, get it straight, yo.
Exactly. But show you have a brain in there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they exhibit brand power because they actually write into the show. And they listen to it. Even though it's about them.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, kind of sounds strange, but it works.
And we have right now 615,000 FUI listeners right now. I'll repeat that number again.
It's taking enough, brother.
615,000 FUIs right now. Listen to our voices right now.
Dude, they can't get enough, man. I'm trying to tell you. They can't get enough. You know what I'm saying? They listen to our nonsense and we listen to theirs. But a lot of our nonsense actually makes sense, if that makes sense.
Yes. You know, just hour one, we gave them knowledge.
It was good.
They can use for life. Same way we helped Terrence last show. Terrence told us last show helped change his life direction. So,
yeah.
If you listen, FUIs, we can change your life.
We can. But you got to be open. You got to be open. You got to be coachable. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. You know, you have to want to allow your life to be changed or your perspective to be changed or whatever it is. You know, your opinions and your thoughts are valid, but still, I'm just saying, allow us to change. Allow us to make something, a positive difference in your life.
Yes.
Help us to help you.
Amen. Amen to that.
Well, absolutely, bro.
Well, FUIs, let me celebrate. Have a happy Merry Christmas. Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, New Year's, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, we celebrate that day, Good Friday. Till we talk to you again, FUIs, just be safe.
Oh my God, please, because as much as it hurts to say it, without y'all, there's no show. So, we encourage you to do what you do, but just be safe doing it. We know some of you won't change. So, you know, we're not hating. We don't judge. We just report it. That's it.
Yes. Nothing we do here is original. It's all what you do. We're not that good.
That's good. That's a good way to put it. It's all what they do. That's it.
Don't shoot the messenger, okay? And no, it's not dangerous language either. Somebody's put in the chat, you all still practicing dangerous language. That crap again.
Dangerous language.
You remember that garbage from back in? Kidding me.
I totally remember. Like, how is our language dangerous? I mean, is it going to grab a gun and shoot? Will it grab nunchucks and swing? Will it grab a knife and slice? Would it grab a cleaver and chop? So how is our language dangerous? I would love for them to explain that. And they haven't as of yet.
Nobody has told us.
Every excuse they've given has been cockamamie. Yeah, man.
We're not doing that. Our language is not dangerous. Our language is what it is. It holds you accountable. That's what our language does. It holds you accountable for what you freaking do. It's not dangerous. It's real.
Not at all. And judging by these emails, I'm holding these FUIs accountable. Better yet, hold yourself accountable. And do better. and send me those emails that I know you can send. I have the faith. You understand? That you all can send me emails that I ain't got to struggle through. No, they don't have to be 100% perfect. I mean, after all, I know who you are. I'm just asking that you try your best. You understand? Keep doing the activities that bring us the news, but stay safe. Because you can't be an idiot if you're not here. So, keep doing what you do, and we're going to keep doing what we do. The more foolish you act, the more chances we have to put together a show. So, in essence, get on your job.
That's your call to action, FUIs. That's your call to action. So, for Boss in Hollywood, not no other made-up name you want to go with, for Boss in Hollywood, this has been the FUI Report end of the year Christmas special. I hope y'all enjoyed it. We'll do it again whenever we can next year at some point. We'll catch on the flip side. We are out.
Out. Hollywood and Boss.
And if you don't know, now you know.